No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No! I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company.
Finance.
They have full-time sponsors, financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I tell you one thing with the Currency, is having Jim Hansen here being so
absolutely
close like that, just having the... It was like an extension of Carson Schott being here. So that was a great feeling to have that sort of brotherhood in the studio today. It was incredible like that. And you see, that's why they're doing so well at Currency, because you have people like Jim Hansen and Carson running the show. And that's why things are going. How great was Jim being dressed, too?
Jim,
had the tie on.
It looks regal every day.
It looks really good. He's very... Carson looked the same
way. Is he going out to Sand Hills right now?
Yes, he goes out to
Sand Hills.
Probably,
yeah, right away.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's why he looks good.
Yeah, he probably
has to.
I doubt he's driving. He probably has a driver. I don't think he would. He usually gets whisked around town.
Yeah, and he would never admit that.
He'd never say that, though. He'd never flaunt that. He wants Jake to be a DJ, and it's a great idea. Imagine Jake.
And I told you guys, by accident, he was
a DJ for a wedding.
About 10 years ago, yeah. A friend of mine got married, and I get there. He's like, hey, can you DJ? I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, can you DJ the wedding? He said, I've never done it before. Do you have equipment? Like, just go off of YouTube. Play song. I said, there's ads on YouTube. He's like, yeah, just turn the music down when the ads play. I'm like, they're gonna look like I'm an idiot. Like, that's not my fault.
That's a lot to put on
But
you.
People thought it was great. I did a decent job.
I bet you did.
Imagine coming to both of us.
Yeah.
No. Hey, they wouldn't come. We would leave.
People
we would turn around and
the
leave
time.
The reception. We would turn around and leave the reception. And Jake's like, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it.
People were on the floor the whole time. I was like, this is good. All right, yeah. I can do this.
Jake running it.
Where was
it? That was just before.
Is that the apothecary building, actually, down here?
Was it before
Elizabeth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way before her.
Was this Cobalt time?
This was probably, yeah.
He drove the Cobalt down.
Absolutely.
He drove the Cobalt down and DJ'd off of YouTube videos. Okay.
That's what happened.
It just got better. Oh, man.
I always remember the time when you came to the, this was before Bill, obviously, and you came to the station one time, and you were in the coal vault, and you're seeing a young lady, and you just kind of mentioned, I got friend-zoned. I felt so bad.
I got friend-zoned.
I wanted to counsel you.
Yeah. That happened.
Is that when you address the
Colbert
he
first?
He said it might be time to get it.
Let's get a Honda. Let's get a Civic.
Then he got that black beauty and everything started.
Everything changed. All
next
of a sudden,
month, they start dating her and the rest is history. The Accord changed everything.
I got friend zoned.
I did. Yeah, I got friend
zoned. I would love to have been on the show with single Jake. That'd have been so much fun. Monitoring it. Jake's going out tonight. It's Thursday night. He's got a date.
I got friend zoned.
Thank you.
GoCurrency.com/cruise. It is time, without further ado, for NFL winners and losers. Right. Here we go. This, of course, sponsored by your friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Chili is the theme of December. It's cold. You need some chili in your life.
Yeah. Oh, God.
If you don't put Fuhrer's on top of that, you're crazy. You're missing out in life. Yeah, top of Fuhrer's. It's also great for any holiday parties on your table for dipping chips.
It's the best. Get a Ritz cracker. I like the Ritz.
That's Fuhrer's Cheese Spread, available in most local grocers. To the winners, I think this is the most clear winner in the history of NFL winners and losers.
What's that?
The Carolina Panthers take down the Rams in an epic back-and-forth game in Carolina, Charlotte on Sunday. They win 31-28. Bryce Young has been up and down this year, as have the Panthers, but he was really good in that game, and they made a couple big defensive plays. That was the most fun game, I think, of the weekend. And Panthers are 7-6.
It tells you how hard it is to go across the country. I mean, the Rams had to go, you know, all the way to Carolina. That's a hard flight. That's 6 hours.
Nobody in their right mind had the Panthers sniffing the playoffs. They're not in it yet. They're out right now, but they're 7-6 with a chance at the playoffs.
And you thought the Rams might be the best team in the NFL.
They still might be.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
I think they are. It's not by any means a bad loss. Just it's a great win for Carolina.
Got it.
A number two winner. There's a new one seed in the NFC. How about Ben Johnson and the Chicago Bears are right now the one seed. They beat the Eagles on Black Friday 24-15. People said, you've had no schedule. It's been an easy schedule. Well, beating the Eagles by 9 is a statement. And they're right now, entering December, the number one overall seed in the
NFC.
Didn't
they run the ball for like 240? And they ran the ball for a ridiculous amount of yards.
Yeah, let me get that pulled
up. I mean, it was like a wow.
Who is that? Is that Swift? I mean,
that's DeAndre Swift.
Swift can really roll.
That takes it.
He's
out
got Manungai too from Rutgers on that team. The Bears.
Okay.
So Manungai led the. He had 22 carries for 130 and a touchdown. He's a rookie. He was here in Lincoln last year playing Nebraska. DeAndre Swift 18 for 125. So both guys over 100 yards.
Think about that.
Whoa.
Bears getting it done against the Eagles. Number three winner, also on Thanksgiving, statement win for the Dallas Cowboys over the Chiefs, 31-28. Dak was good in this game. Had a bad pick early on, but overcame that.
They did.
I'm telling you that the Cowboys are dangerous.
You don't
want to
play them
They do not want to play them. Their defense is still a little bit leaky, but their offense is putting up points.
I love it.
George Pickens, CeeDee Lamb is a good 1-2 punch, and Javonte Williams can run the ball.
Pickens is a dude.
Yes.
What a good looking
receiver. Had to go against him.
Did you?
Yeah, he's at Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. He faced some exceptional.
What a good looking receiver.
He is good. Number four, last night, the Patriots stay hot. They are 11-2. They beat the Giants 33-15. The Patriots, 4-13 last year, 11-2 this year. There are so many good candidates for coach of the year. I'm not sure anybody surpasses Mike Vrabel, but
Ben Johnson's
in that conversation. Yeah. Dave Canales at Carolina's in that conversation.
Okay.
But 11-2, New England Patriots over the Giants, 33-15. Number five winner also on Thanksgiving. Packers' statement win over the Lions, 31-24. Jordan Love was great in this game.
Great win.
Defense made some plays when they had to, and they went at Detroit. Not easy to do.
No.
Right now, the Lions on the outside looking in for the playoffs.
Wow.
They are not in the playoffs as we speak right now.
Really?
Not in. To the losers, there's some epic ones this week. This one is very clear also. The Minnesota Vikings were shut out for the first time in 18 years.
Jeez.
And by the way, the offense was not really good in this game. Brian Flores' defense was good against Seattle, and they still lose 26-0. Max Brosber, the quarterback last year at Minnesota, the Gophers, got his first ever start in this game. Was horrible. Four picks. They were once in the red zone, and he was like going sideways and just flung the ball. Picked off for an 84-yard pick six.
I did see that.
10-0.
Why is Brosner starting for him?
Because McCarthy's injured. They've got no backup. Remember, last year, Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones on that team. Yeah. They're starting Max Brosner this year because they made so many mistakes at quarterback.
Is that a GM issue?
Probably, yeah.
Has to be.
Vikings are 4-8. They're done. season's over for the Vikings.
Whoa, Bill, you can mismanage your way right out of the contention for anything.
Number two loser. This team at one point was 4-1. They have fallen off a cliff. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ooh. They were bad. Their offense is non-existent. They lose to the Buffalo 26-7. Just nothing to speak of offensively.
They had like 100 yards passing.
Yeah, Rodgers doesn't have it. You know, Mason Rudolph came in for a series, was also threw a pick in that one series. Like, they suck. They're 6-6, and they still have a chance to win the AFC North, and they might.
They're tied for the lead.
But and speaking of that next loser on that list, the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving night play the Bengals. First game back for Joe Burrow. Burrow looked good. Lamar Jackson is just not right. He never recovered from this
injury.
Look
good.
They lose 32-14. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
At home to Cincinnati.
What's Jackson? Is he just not running it well or what?
He's not running it well. His passing game is off. He looks nothing like the Lamar Jackson that we know and love.
He's battling something.
Number four. This was last night. I mentioned this game already, but last night, the Giants kicker, Younghoe Koo, whiffed a field goal. He whiffed the field goal. They were down 17-7. It's a 48-yard kick. I heard him say after the game that he said he thought the ball was slipping in the hands, so he held up.
Oh, he did. 100%. Okay. What happened was the ball got bobbled.
Okay.
He's approaching, and then his plant foot got way off because the ball wasn't on the spot it was supposed to be. So the plant foot, if you watch it, it's like about this far from the ball. So now he's also extended in front of it. So now he can't kick the ball. And he tries to kind of come through with it, and it was just everything about it was just,
I've never seen that before.
Here's the thing. You'll never... 25 years from now, his name will get mentioned, and they'll show that.
Yeah,
that clip. He missed the ball.
He whiffed the kick. A field goal.
Do you see that? Do you ever see that?
No, I've never seen that.
I've never seen. I would say Bill would know more than we would something's happened.
I've never seen it.
Number five loser of this team is just horrific. The Titans are just awful. 25-3 to the Jags. Never competitive. They stink. They play the Browns this week. No one's watching that game. Titans Browns this week. Please just watch knitting and stuff instead of that. It's gonna be awful.
Watch knitting.
25-3. Defense awful. Offense terrible. Just then we have two straight years of the top overall pick, Tennessee, likely. Yeah. And that is your NFL winners.
Wow,
and losers.
That was good.
Sponsored by Furious Cheese Spread.
Carolina is the big story.
How about the Panthers? 7-6.
I think the Bears. The Bears have been horrific.
Yes.
Just horrific.
They
the
run
first
it.
Year of Ben Johnson, right now, entering December, number one in the NFC.
Is that the big conversation of why the Lions are struggling? Because Ben Johnson's gone. They lost him.
Oh.
Their offense has not, like, taken a huge step back, but certainly it's...
Ben Johnson's
working. It's not as... He was very creative. He had some very creative plays that you haven't seen maybe as much this year, but they still are putting up points.
Ben Johnson does... Now, listen, I watch a little bit. He does have a presence as a head coach. He does. He's a dude.
I can't imagine what it's like in the Windy City. I mean, the Bears have not... It's got to be... I mean, they have to be... That whole town has to be just going crazy. They are Bears fans.
Yeah.
They have to be just loving this.
Yeah, what do they say? Bear down. I was in the United Club, and a lot of people were watching in Chicago when the Bears were playing last week, whoever they were playing, and there was a lot of bear down. You heard a lot of people saying bear down. So, yeah, I think they are excited.
All right.
Bear down.
Thanks to Fewer's response to that. It is time to play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe.
What's wrong?
Terrible.
Yeah, it's been a rough go. You guys are 0-1 in the week, lost three straight games. Still a good record overall, 38-25-1. But
take that.
The field is coming back. You know, they're making a comeback here.
Yeah, Bill, lock in.
We did this topic prior to the season beginning. We're going to address it again. Big Ten kickers. There's 18 teams. I will give you the players.
I don't know any of them.
You tell me which school. And you got 18 options. You got really have 17 because you're not taking Nebraska and Kyle Cunanan.
I shouldn't say. I know two for sure.
If you think you know your Big Ten kickers, call
us. I don't.
464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
We have a line open for you. Call us at 402-464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels. If you win, if you lose, you still get a bagel and a coffee. So you're a winner no matter what. When you call in for the game show.
Yeah, call in. Take us on.
You know, you've got about 17 options here. Not 100, hey, not 500. Know. 17 options, essentially.
There's actually a few I know.
No, Big Ten
and
field goal.
And you cover
kickers.
The Big Ten.
I cover Nebraska.
Well, that crosses that over.
Not all
Big
of them.
Ten.
Not all of them.
You should know at least all the opponents.
We had a caller just hung up, so the line's still open for you.
Why would they hang up?
Don't be scared. I don't know why they'd be scared.
Sounds like it's very interesting.
JR, where are you? Who's the guy that came? Who's the guy who came to our party, he had an Oilers hat on.
Oh, that was
you're good at this, Jim.
Randy.
Different Randy.
Yes.
Different Randy. It was great seeing Randy.
I'm glad he was here.
Yeah, Randy was great.
We had some people show up that was remarkable. I've already started to plan already for next year.
Good.
I'm starting to plan.
Randy was great. Northside Dave came in. He's a recent breaker, like 7 months within
the last.
Did he give
us the Marty Sipple file?
Yeah.
That was him?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that was Northside Dave. Yes.
Okay, we got Jim, how do you feel about Big Ten kickers today?
Not great.
Okay, well, we thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bill, lifeline for one question for Sip. First question goes to you, Jim. What Big Ten school does Atticus Sappington kick for?
Oh, I know this.
Washington.
No, close.
I'll try it again.
I think.
I always say fire away. I don't care. You think you know it. I'm not going to hold you back.
Oregon.
Brilliant.
That name we should know.
It's a great name. Atticus Sappington.
You should know that. Just
we got it.
Okay. He beat Iowa this
nice.
Year.
Right. That's how I
remember. That's crazy. I don't know that. I watched the game with the volume up. Watched the whole thing.
Was it on a quad box?
You heard? No. I'd already flipped over.
You heard Nestler say his name. Sappington for the win.
That's what I mean.
That's how I knew it.
I watched that game volume up, full screen.
Because of that game.
1-0 lead, Sip, first
Thank
question.
You, Steve.
What Big Ten school, Sip, does Jaden Fielding kick for?
Don't know that one. Jaden Fielding.
Down to about 16 schools now.
Down to 16. Fire away. Don't use me on this, but just I have no idea. Fire one
Minnesota.
Out.
No. Jim, do you want Jaden Fielding or do you want to pass?
Pass.
He'd be the Ohio State Buckeyes kicker.
Probably should know. Number one in the country.
But
I've not watched hardly any Ohio State all year.
I've caught snippets.
Yes.
1-0 lead for Sip. Back to you, Jim, for the tie. What Big Ten school does Brady Gross kick for?
Brady Gross?
Yeah, G. Grady. Grady Gross.
Oh.
Double G.
Double G.
Maryland.
Good guess. We are passing.
He kicked in a national championship game for Washington. Still there.
Okay.
Didn't know.
All right,
that.
This is for the win.
Come on, give us Iowa.
It's for the win. Yeah. I'm not giving you Drew Stevens here. What Big Ten school does Nico Radicic kick for?
Oh, I don't know that.
Say it again, Jake.
Nico Radicic.
Okay, now hold on now. USC.
It's amazing.
I could have stopped you on that one because I knew the USC guy.
Okay, you need this one, Jim. What school does Nico Radicic kick for?
How about Maryland this time?
Thank you, Jim. Not a bad move. It's kind of, hey, don't move your bet around. Stay with it.
The answer would be the playoff-bound Indiana Hoosiers for Nico Radicic. Jim,
thank you.
Jim's gone already.
I just appreciate Jim calling in.
That was nice.
Because, Jim, you walked into a but that's not an easy game.
But you know what? You guys, the streak is over.
I know. We won.
We needed that.
Now, here's the tiebreaker.
Bill, this is you now. Come on.
Okay. Nebraska's Kyle Cunanan made 43 extra points this season. How many did Indiana's Nico Radicic make? 43 for Kyle Cunanan. How many for Indiana's Nico Radicic?
64.
I was going to double it.
So you're going to what? 80?
86?
Just 80. He said 70.
Okay.
How about this? 70 for 70 on extra points, 13 for 13 on field goals. Oh, no missed kicks for Nico this year.
God.
Everything is perfect.
Nice.
You know, in 6, you'd be like, that's what we do.
He'll miss kicks.
Why would he miss?
Hold it. He's like, did I tell him to miss? No. So he makes them. That's what we work on in practice, Steve. We work on making kicks.
Like we talked about missing kicks.
He's really growing on.
Yeah. I can't get enough of it. Now it's going to be when's it going to start? When do we get more like this Big Ten? Oh, just seeing him come out of
there. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, coming out.
Please beat Ohio State.
Please win. Please win.
What time is that game?
Like 7
p.m. on Saturday.
Game.
Yeah. When we come back,
hour 3.
You're
supposed to have been there.
I know. Big Ten power rankings are next on Early Break of the Ticket.